It's been a disappointing summer for the travel business, hoping for a recovery, finding instead post-war worries, and then the crippling blackout in the Northeast. But besides that, Americans aren't cooperating. We aren't taking time off from work. The American Travel Association says the average vacation trip is now just 4 days. A generation ago, it was 7. We sent a reporter to explore.
I'm Christopher Elliott in Key Largo, Florida. I dropped in on some vacationers at John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park to find out how anyone could cram it in just 4 days.
Force yourself to get up and do some breakfast.
That's Margaret Bonifanti going over her itinerary.
And then we did the glass bottom boat, wanted to see the state park, and then we'll move on to Key West tomorrow.
That was all in one day?
Yes. So I am cramming. Yes.
That's an awful lot to get into a single day.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take the casino boat tour tonight.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Do you have any time to just relax?
Not much. When I go home. And it's back to work.
Do you actually call that a vacation?
Yeah. It's not as long as I'd like it.
Joseph Klein is a computer technician from Miami. He's at the end of his 4-day vacation in the Keys. How do you feel now that your vacation is over?
Miserable.
It was only 4 days. Is that long enough?
No, it's never long enough.
Did you know that 4 days is the average length of a vacation for an American?
I did not know that.
25 years ago, it used to be 7 days, more than 7 days.
Who can afford to take off 7 days in a row?
Apparently, not too many people. Alicia Andrews, a kindergarten teacher from Orlando, is also on the last day of her vacation, and she's packing it in.
It's been relaxing, but at the same time, it's almost just as much as going to work because you're getting up early and staying out late.
These people take their vacations as seriously as they do, well, work. And sometimes they abbreviate their vacations so much that there's no vacation left. Take Cornell Lee, a software technician from Naples, Florida, who's on vacation with his son, Christopher. They're here for just 1 day. And check out their schedule. So 1 day, Fort Lauderdale, the Florida Keys, and the Everglades.
National Park.
That's a lot to get into 1 day.
Yeah, it is.
Now, do you call that a vacation?
Maybe for him, yes.
The 1 day vacations seem to be a favorite of families. Christine Nado, who owns a contracting business with her husband in Palm Beach, also supplements her 4 day vacation with separate 1 day family excursions.
I took the kids to different water parks, beach, movies, shopping. That's basically what we did for the summer together.
Just 1 day, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Exactly.
Do you wish that could change at some point?
I'm hoping, yes. Soon, but that's just the way life is for us right now. We really cannot take time off if we have a big job.
Online travel agency Expedia found that Americans every year give back an estimated $21 billion in unused vacation time. They'll take 10% less time off than they did last year, and 12% won't take a vacation at all. So if you're like the average American, you're probably coming home a little more tired, a little more frustrated than you're used to. But at least you tried to take a vacation. For Day to Day, this is Christopher Elliott in Key Largo, Florida.